Cities all over Germany searched homes of last generation activists. The climate group is being accused of collecting $1.5 million in donations that police say could be used for criminal acts.
Our website and our email have been taken down, and several technical devices have been confiscated, and accounts are blocked. It doesn't mean that the resistance will stop.
For weeks, activists of last generation have been blocking roads by gluing themselves to the asphalt, protesting against what they call a lack of government action in the fight against global warming. And this is how some have responded.
You won't achieve anything to stop global warming. Zero, zero.
The actions of last generation came under intense criticism after medical personnel could not get to patients in time.
Now I can't take care of my patients because they glue themselves. My patients are helplessly lying in bed and I can't get to them.
The people that are here on the streets, they sure don't like me. I'm aware of that. But the point is that we need to talk about this problem. The German government is incapable of dealing with this crisis. So what we do with this blockades is being the fire alarm.
The interior minister justified the raid, saying the activists have broken the law by blocking the roads.
I have always stressed that we can only fight the climate crisis democratically. Support in our society is very important for this. In my view, these protests are damaging this.
Despite facing more and more aggression, these activists have vowed to continue their blockades. And while some authorities are looking into declaring Last Generation a criminal organization, they are receiving some support from society.
Amid growing criticism against the group, churches have opened their doors to last generation activists. A press conference responding to the police raids was held in a church.
We see that last generation is intensely and courageously fighting for climate justice, a goal we as a church fully support. We saw 250,000 people participating in peaceful rallies in Berlin and the government did nothing. Now we see that the government is criminalizing these activists. As a church, we stand up and say no. We will stand by them.
If Last Generation is declared a criminal organization, its members could face up to 5 years in prison. Despite the risks, they say they will broaden their protests in the coming weeks to other parts of the country. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.